Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राधे 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Hare Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So everyone visited Ravel, Radharani's birthplace? Yes? Yes. So there's a question, we hear that Radharani appeared in a lotus flower in Ravel, but how did she get there? That's the question. Because she was found by her father, Vrishabhanu, floating in the Yamuna River.
besides Mukara's home and Ravel. Mukara is a very interesting personality. Mukara, of course, is the grandmother of Radharani. But she has a very interesting history, because she's a famous Datri. Not only is she the grandmother, she's the mother of Kirtida, which makes her the grandmother of Radharani. However, she is quite elderly. That's why there's some pastimes where she's a little bit blind, and she comes in to see her granddaughter in the morning when she wakes up in Barsan or Yavit. So Mukara, because the glories of Krishna and the glories of Krishna's devotees and the glories of Krishna's holy land are all purifying, pavitram, and they're all relishable, they're swadhanam, they're pavitram, swadhanam, they're tasty, they're relishable, pavitram, swadhanam, and they're premadam. Premadam means they give love. When you hear about the lovers of Krishna, you attain love. When you hear about Krishna and his exchanges of prema, this is one of Krishna's four qualities: rupa madhurya, vena madhurya, lila madhurya, and prema madhurya. These are char vishesh gun, special qualities of Krishna. So his prema madhurya, the sweetness of his loving exchange. So when we hear about Krishna's premi bhaktas in Vatsalya Ras, or Madhurya Ras, or Sakhi Ras, or Dasya Ras, they're full of Braja Prem. Braja Prem and Dasya Bhav, Braja Prem and Sakya Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav and Madhurya Bhav, Parakiya Bhav, Vrindavan Me Parakiya Bhav, Upapati Bhav, or Utpati, or Upapati. Someone behind my husband, but upapati. Sometimes up means up. Up means above. Above my husband, beyond my husband, there's another pati, there's another person. It means an extramarital lover, a paramour. So we're hearing about Mukara. Oh, Mukara, she's the grandmother, so what big deal? But actually, there's so much interrelationship here. Then you understand how they play such an intimate role with Krishna. For example, this Radharani was, her mother, Kirtida, gave birth at quite an elderly age to Radharani. As Yashodama gave birth to Krishna when she was 79 years old, and Nanda Maharaj was 89 years old. He had black hair, all black and white hair type. Sprinkled salt and pepper, they say. And everyone was worried that he's not having any children. When Mukara was a young lady, when she had children, and she was a datri, she was a nurse, Mukara was feeding milk to Mother Yashoda. So now you can understand why, when Mukara used to go and visit Yashoda, naturally, Yashoda would show regard for her because she's an elder lady, an elderly gopi, but this lady fed her breast to her when she was young. Mukara is the grandmother of Radharani, so the relationship with Krishna is that she was to Krishna's mother when Mother Yashoda was a baby Yashoda, which we don't hear about much. When Yashoda was a small girl, Mukara was giving her breast milk. So these personalities are very connected. Mukara is very much connected with Yashoda, which means she's very much connected to Krishna from the very, very beginning. When Yashoda was pregnant, then Mukara was guiding her like a mother in so many things, like a well-wisher relative. Then Mukara is the grandmother of Kirtida, who is the mother of Radharani. So Mukara, as you read, Mukara has a very intimate role to play in the leelas of Radha and Krishna, bringing them together for their rasa-filled pastimes. She lived here, a few kilometers away, on the banks of the Yamuna at Ravel. And that was her house. Yashoda and Nanda Baba, they came to Ravel, and they're visiting their in-laws. Nanda Maharaj was visiting his in-laws, which is often done in Indian families. They go back and forth. So then he found, when he was walking one day at noontime, curiously enough, because he is a worshipper of the sun god, Rishabhana worships Surya Dev, And Suryadeva is most exalted, and he's in a supreme position at midday, every day at 12 o'clock. When the sun is like straight above, then that's the exalted position, the highest, topmost position of Suryadeva. Similarly, the moon is in its most auspicious and exalted position when it's Chandra, Purnima, when the full moon is there, the full power, the full effulgence. So someone's born on Purnima, they're very powerful. They're full effulgence. Gaur Purnim ki. Garanga Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shivayapur Chandra ki. He's born on Purnima, when the moon is completely exalted. And Vrishabhanu Nandini, she was born, of course, on midday, in Shukla Ashtami of Bhadra Mas, right? Shukla Ashtami, Radhastami. So Vrishabhanu, he was going to do puja of Suryadeva. You can do it sunrise, and you also do it midday. He was engaging Radharani every day at midday to go to Suryakund to do puja of Surya Narayan. In Suryakund, which is 6 kilometers from Radhakund, she was going every day to do puja to Lord Suryadeva. So now he's walking there and he sees floating there. And so the question is, how did Radharani get to that lotus flower? So it goes back, all these stories, there's a story inside a story inside a story. So the story is like this, that when Sati Devi, Durga, gave up her life at her father's Daksha Yajna, she was reborn as the daughter of the Himalayas, and her name was Parvati. Parvat means mountain, Giraj Parvat. Giraj Dharanaki! So she was born as the daughter of King Parvat, or Himalayas. Her name was Himavati, or Parvati. Prabhupada had has one disciple named Himavati. She was born in Germany. And so he was a very fortunate person because he was doing so many prayers. He was praying, oh, I would like to have a daughter to be more beautiful than Durga, more beautiful than anybody, any Devi in this, Rumba Devi or Tilottama or Urvasi or any great celestial Devi. I want any Swarga Devi. I want my daughter to be more beautiful than anything. So he did so much tapasya, then he got this Durga Devi, Parvati, for his daughter. So as time arranged, when he became very famous, because when his daughter grew up, then his daughter married Lord Shiva, Shiva and Parvati. And it was a big wedding. Then he really became famous, because he became famous that Lord Shiva, Shankar Bhagavan Shiva, he became his son-in-law. So you're judged by your association. If you have exalted association, people generally think you're exalted. If you're associating with drunkards and thieves, generally people will think you're a drunkard and a thief. If you're associating with crazy Hare Krishna people, they will think you're a crazy person. Oh, your friends are Hare Krishna people? Oh, you must be also crazy like them, no? I know, I thought you were all right. But now I understand, since you know, we have a phrase in English, you judge a person by his association. Birds of a feather flock together. That means parrots hang out with parrots, crows hang out with crows. Like you go to Mayapur, there's thousands of devotees. So you go there from Russia, and who do you mix up with? And who do you move around with? Russians. And all the Italians are there. So many hundreds of Italians, and who do they move around with in Mayapur? Italians. Birds of a feather flock together. So it's like this. So he became very famous, and he became very proud. But then there's another mountain, and kings are always proud, and kings are always envious of each other, and kings always want to defeat one another and attain what the other person has, and that's the basis of pride and envy, because they go side by side. You're proud as long as you have. You are proud as long as you have something or more things than anybody else. As soon as somebody else has something more than you, or more than what you have, or what you have, then you become envious of them. So pride and envy are brothers and sisters. You can't be proud and not envious. It's not possible. Because envy fuels pride. and pride expands envy. So therefore, a king, he's very proud of his beauty, his strength, his opulence, his heroism, his chivalry. But then he says, hey, you think you're a big king, you think you're a big Digvijay pundit, you're a big scholar. Hey, there's a little boy in Navadvip who really knows a lot. His name is Nimai Pandit. Acha, big, and then a big procession. We'll find out what he knows. So he challenged him, because his pride was challenged. So then he got envious. Oh, you're trying to diminish my pride by having something more than me? You have something more than me? And I will show how you don't. And then, so now, King Vindhya mountain range is in Madhya Pradesh, I believe. And he said, oh, there's Parvat Maharaj, Himalaya Maharaj is another king, another mountain king. And I'm a mountain king. And he did some austerities and got Durga as his daughter, and Lord Shiva became his son-in-law. I need to do more austerities. Now I'm going to get Lakshmi Devi as my daughter-in-law. Then Vishnu will be my son-in-law. So that was his ego. That was his envy. I will do more. So he did so much tapasya. When someone wants to attain something, even out of envy, they can do so much austerity. Just see. Like, for example, we have a friend named Hiranyakashipu. One friend of ours, Hiranyakashipu. He is very envious of Vishnu because Vishnu killed his brother in Hiranyaksha. So he said, I want to be more powerful than him. I want to kill him. So he did so much intense austerities to get that power. So Vindhya did lots of austerities and he was blessed and he had a daughter. And his daughter was the personification of Lakshmi Devi, was Radharani. Radharani appeared as his daughter, but there was one lady, or one class of ladies. So now, Putana has a class of witches who steals children, so she was stealing children, so she snatched Radharani at the time of her birth. And she was flying with her, going to take her somewhere and eat her. And then when Vindhya Maharaj, oh, someone's kidnapped my daughter, some terrorist. He's kidnapped my daughter, some deprogrammer. Some deprogrammer has kidnapped my daughter because she tried to join the Hare Krishna temple. So I hired all these mantra chanters. They started chanting all these mantras and she became a little dizzy in her flight pattern. And she lost her clutches on, she's holding on to Radharani. With her long witchy hands and long fingernails, like claws, and flying in the air, holding her. So then Putana let go of Radharani, she went, whoop. That's right. Whoop. Yeah. And she fell into Jamuna, and she landed in a bed of a lotus, in a cluster of lotus flowers, like a nice lotus bed. So actually, I forgot one point here, is that actually the King Vindhya had two daughters. He had Radharani and another daughter that was born first. What was her name? Yes! So then, Chandravali, she was dropped and she fell in... When Putana was carrying, or maybe our friend, because Putana means a class of witches that, they're very hellish type witches and they suck the blood and kill children, like vampiruses, I suppose. That's a class. There can be many, many Putanas. Or maybe there can be many, many Putana. It's a class, like we say, Kshatriya. That's a class of heroes and fighters and administrators called Kshatriya. So Putana is a class of witches who have mystic power. They fly in the sky. And they specialize in killing babies and drinking their blood. So this, maybe another one was carrying, or she was carrying both, one in each hand. She dropped Chandravali in Ritora, which is near Varsana, and she also fell in a lake there, and Chandrakund or something, in a lotus flower, and then her father, Chandrabhanu, found her there also. So obviously Chandrabhanu, who is the brother of... It's very interesting when you think about it, that Who's Chandrabana's wife? Does anyone know who Chandrabana's wife is? It's mentioned. I wonder if she's related to Radharani, to Kirtida. Because oftentimes in Braj, two brothers marry two sisters. It's very common. There's two brothers, and then one may be older or younger, then they marry an older or younger sister from the same family. So that would make it even closer, because Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Chandrabhanu are brothers, and one married Kirtida, and the other married, I don't know, the wife of Chandrabhanu. So therefore, their daughters are cousins. So Radharani is often talking about Chandravali, her sister, and she goes and visits her. And Chandravali comes to visit Radharani. So it's not like there's some kind of arch enemies or envious of each other or trying to kill each other. It's not like that. Like here in the material world, one man has two lovers, and one lover finds out about it. She tries to smear his name on the internet or smear him with tomatoes or something, defame him or something, or not him so much as she'll try to get rid of the other lover, the other lady. But Chandravali, she serves a function to increase Krishna's love and increase Krishna's service to Radharani. One day Gargamuni came to visit here in Ravel, and because Radharani spent a couple of years here playing in the sand and jumping in the Jamuna and singing, trying to imitate the birds and their singing in Ravel. Then Krishna was playing, of course, in Gokul. Did you go to Gokul this year? You went to Gokul? No. Ravel and here. That's right. So one day Gargamuni came to Radharani's house, to Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. Gargamuni came, and they were very curious, and they asked Gargamuni. Kirtida asked him, and they said, Gargamuni, can you explain what is the meaning of the name of our daughter's name is Radha? What does her name mean? And this is described in the Garga Samhita, the meaning of Radharani's name. So the Ra-ra-ra-da-a. It's R, then there's A, then there's DH and A. It breaks down like this. R-a-da-a. Ah, like that. Ha ha. So what does the first sound R mean? R. It refers to Rama. Rama means that Radharani is the supreme, original, absolute totality of the goddess of fortune. She's the original Lakshmi, the supreme goddess of fortune. Because Krishna's four potencies are there, Leela, Bhu, Shri, and Viraja. And they have entered the form of Radharani. So therefore, she is the most fortunate, has all the potencies. The Leela potency is there, the Bhu Shakti, the Shri Shakti, the Viraja. R means Rama. And we say Ra. A stands for the Adi Gopika, the first of all the Braja Gopis. What do we say? Hey Krishna. Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Gopika Kanta, the lover of the gopis, the lover of Radha. So that we save the best for last. So Radharani is the best, so we save her for last. Adi Gopika, the original gopi, the topmost supreme of all gopis is Ra. She's the goddess of fortune. Okay, Ra. So just in two syllables, we included thousands and thousands. We surpassed and excelled thousands and thousands and millions of Lakshmis and goddesses of fortune. Sahasra Lakshmis, Sahasra Vishnu, Sahasra Lakshmis. Thousands, Baho Koti, Koti, Koti. And then that's with Then Ah. Just say Ah. You say Ah every day, right? You say every Bhagavatam class. You're saying it now. Oh. Like when Krishna wakes up in Nandagaon in the morning, Purnamasi comes to see him, or Mukara. When he's waking up, This is Yoga Maya, Purnamasi Yoga Maya personified, who can do anything and everything. As Mahamaya is the most powerful force in the whole material world, Yoga Maya is supremely 10,000 times more powerful than Mahamaya. Mahamaya is only the shadow of Yoga Maya. The original is Yoga Maya. Mahamaya is nothing. And she's standing there. And all the Brijwasis worship Yoga Maya. They do puja and pranams and so much respect. They offer asan and water and sweet words and sweets themselves and puja and silk and gold and everything and pray for ashirvad and blessings for their families and for their cows and animals. And she's standing there, the personification of power, personification of mercy, personification of blessings. And she's standing there waiting patiently to see Krishna's lotus eyes when he wakes up in the morning, first thing in the morning, just before sunrise. She wants to see the blooming sunrise of Krishna's eyes. Forget about Sri Narayan Bhagavan and Tarpan and all water. Forget about that. I want to begin my day with seeing Padmalochan. I want to begin my day by seeing Padmalochan Krishna. This is called Mangalarti, no? Mangala Prabhat, Mangala Darshan. We want to see you. Forget about anything else. Let me just stumble out of the house and see Krishna. Ah, Krishna. Oh, now everything is over. Now I can live another day. I saw Krishna. I saw Radha. My own deities or other deities. So she's like this. And then Krishna, and she's old. She's like over 100 years old. Long jata. She has hair like this. And her bones, her joints sound like that. And it goes like this. And she wears saffron like a yogini, sannyasini. And she walks with a crooked stick like this. White hair, no dye. And she's standing there waiting to see Krishna. And he wakes up and he and then he sees Paramahansa, oh, Ma, Radhe Radhe, I pronounce. Ah. Oh, Janani. And he's so tired. And then she says, oh, Rohini. Mother Yashoda says, Rohini, please, quick, he can't even move, he doesn't have enough strength to get out of bed. Sounds like the brahmacharis in Mangalarti. They had all those sweets and sweet rice they ate the day before, it's all burned up because they're dreaming all night about Sankirtan. They're dreaming all night about books distribution and all those sweets they ate the day before, it's burned up, so they wake up, oh, temple commander, it's Burfi, Rasgulla. Iskan bullet, gulab jamun. I used to keep a jar of gulab jamun, by the door, 26th Second Avenue. And the devotees were going out for Harinam every day. Prabhupada specifically kept them by the door, a clear glass jar. Not a clay crock or a porcelain bowl or something with a wooden top or this or that. Clear glass jar. With a red plastic top. Why clear glass? Why? So you can see them. And when you see them, what do? You desire them. When you desire them, then what do? Then I think there's a long spoon there, hopefully. And then you stick in the spoon with left hand or right hand or some hand. And then I stick it in and put it there. So Prabhupada deliberately kept them right by the door, and lots of them, which he made with his own hands and his own love. Each gulab jamun was a ball of love. Prabhupada's prem ladu. Now, da. Da means dara. Dharani or Dara means earth. What we're sitting on is called Bhumi. It's called Dara. You've heard of Murli Dhar, Hala Dhar, Choki Dhar. That's a different Dhar. But you've heard of these things, Murli Dhar, Hala Dhar. Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa. Yes? Jaya Jagadisha Hare. That's Avatar Stotram. So Dhara means that's what's holding everybody up. What's holding everybody up? The earth. The earth is holding us up. If it cracks, then what happens? We fall in the hole. If the earth cracks, we all fall in, right? So Dhara is holding us up. So Dhara means Radharani. She's holding, means earth, support, holding. The last Ah means Viraja, Nadi, the Viraja River. Very interesting. If you put this all together, I don't know if there's a complete translation of the whole thing, which there isn't. But if you want to say, make some application to ourselves, we're singing Radha, Radha. By singing Radharani, by chanting Radharani's name, which is also there in the Maha Mantra, Hare. Hare means Radha. Hara, Hara, Radha. Hara, Radha, Hare. Hara, Hara, Radha. Hare. Radha. When we're chanting Hare or Radha, then this name means Ra, the original goddess of fortune, Rama, and it means with all the potencies, all Sarva Shakti Mayi, she is composed of, saturated with, made of, the, all these different potencies and powers. That's Ah, and then Da means holding, earth, Da, and then Ah means Viraja. What is a Viraja? Nadi. Viraja Nadi means river, Viraja River. What is that? Anyone knows? What is that? So Viraja, so we have earth, water, fire, air, ether, all these coverings of the universe. Each is 10 times thicker than the next. Then you get through the coverings of the universe, then it should be the Brahma Jyoti, because after the material world is the spiritual world, yes? But there's something you have to pass through. That's called a Viraja. Have you heard of the causal ocean? Karana. Karana Dakshayi Vishnu. It's another name for whom? Karana Dakshayi Vishnu. Is another name for Mahavishnu. Have you heard of Mahavishnu? He's on the cover of Isa Upanishad. So this is, the Karana means cause. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Cause of all causes is Sri Krishna. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. He's the cause of all causes. So Karana Dakshaya Vishnu is the cause of us. He glances at the material energy and creates our existence. He is the cause. He is our cause. Because of him, we existing. Because of us, we're here. Because of him, we exist. But because of our choice, we're here on this side of his playground instead of that side of his playground. He has a big playground. You can be on the swings on that side, swinging on the swings on that side of the playground, or you can be on that side of the playground in the mud hole. Because the playground's a big place. There's all swings and tennis courts, but that side is all jungle and there's a bunch of mud. So we choose to go to the mud hole. So this is called Srishti Lila. And there, on that side of the playground is called Ras Lila. Dasya Ras Lila, Sakhi Ras Lila. Lila's going on there. Prem Ras Lila, Vaikuntha. This is also Lila. Different kind of Ras, Jada Ras, stone-like Ras. Taste of stone, crush of stone and drink it. This is the material taste. Crush up some stones into a fine powder, mix it with some water in a blender and drink it down. That's the material rasa. Hara nidra maitun bhayam. So we have to pass through the Virajra River, and the Virajra River is it's an ocean of cause. Virajra. So going through there, the chitta, the consciousness is purified. We're completely purified to get out of the material world. We've left the material world. Now we have to get through the causes, and that Virajra River is made of it's made of consciousness, pure consciousness, and it's made of causality. So everything on this side of the causal ocean has a cause, and everything there is called causeless. Ahoituki kripa. So if we have any other cause within us, then we will, on our way through the Virajra River, then we will get deflected to the Brahma Jyoti. We can end up in the Brahma Jyoti from the Virajra River. We've already left the material world. We can end up in the Brahma Jyoti and be satisfied because we have some cause. There's some cause or some hankering within us that we want to be that. We want to be God. But if there's no, we don't have any material, any aspect of causality or cause or wanting to be the cause of anything or be then except the servant, then we cross over the Virajra River. That's why what they say is a cleansing area. It's a final cleansing area for the Atma, is the Virajra River. Hopefully we won't get diverted from the Virajra River to the Brahma Jyoti. Anyway, it's a long way from Rasalila. So Radharani, she represents all these things. When we're chanting Radharani's name, our life becomes very fortunate, Rama, and we get to live in Vrindavan and hear about the gopis and worship the gopis and attain gopi sarup and become a servant, Adi Gopika Dasi. Then Dara, earth support holding. Radharani is holding up the devotees. Radharani is supporting the devotees. Radharani is a very terra firma, and earth and support for devotees. Because we walk on the bhakti marg. We're walking on the bhakti marg, which means the path of devotion. The terra firma. The hard terra firma means the hard earth. Terrestrial. Terrestrial means earth. And terra means earth. Firma means firm, strong. The solid earth. We're walking on a solid earth of the road. The road is not passing in the sky, it's in the earth. It's bhakti marg is very solid. Nishta. It's based on surrender. Continual surrender and service. So what is bhakti marg? Bhakti is Radharani's amsha. The path of devotion is the path of Radharani. The path of Radharani leads to Krishna. The path of bhakti leads to Krishna. So therefore Radharani is that earth below our feet. She is that support, holding. She's holding us. If we have no support from Radharani and no support from Radharani's representatives, there's no bhakti. Guru Parashraya. Surrender to Guru is the beginning of bhakti. That's the first step in the bhakti marg. It begins with bhakti, with surrender to Guru. And Guru is the representative of Radharani. Radharani Nityananda. Nityananda gives knowledge, removes doubts and ignorance, and gives the ulas of Sankirtan. And Radharani gives a taste of love, which nourishes the heart and satisfies the heart. So Guru gives all these things. He gives the nourishment, satisfaction of the inner heart by representing Radharani's sweetness and charm and care. And he gives all the knowledge and support, the solid support and intellectual strength that comes from Nityananda. And gives a taste for Sankirtan. Because you get a taste for Sankirtan coming from Gauranga. He's the Rasa Sarup. Mahabhav, Rasaraj Mahabhav Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. So when we perform Sankirtan, we get a taste from Rasaraj. We taste the rasa of chanting Hare Krishna because we've attained the mercy of Nityananda. You get the mercy of Nityananda by getting the mercy of Guru. Yadunandan gave mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. Yadunandan is the Diksha Guru of Raghunath Das. And by the mercy and arrangement of Yadunandan Acharya, Raghunath Das was able to escape his family and go to Nityananda and Panihati. Yes? This is the Leela. And then Raghunath Das surrendered at Panihati, and by Nitya's mercy and the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, Hari Guru Vaishnava, then he got to go to Puri and be with Gauranga. He had a desire. He wanted to. He really wanted to go there, but he couldn't. On his own, he could not go. I really want to go to Vrindavan. I really want to live in Vrindavan, but on my own, I can't go. No matter how much puja I do of Tulsi Maharani, how much I pray to Tulsi Maharani, how much I chant Vrindavan Astakam and Vrindadevi Astakam and Yamuna Astakam and Lalita Astakam and Radhika Astakam and all these things, until we get the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. Koi Brajavas Nehi. Impossible. This is Radharani's bed. Vrindavan is Radharani's bedroom. It's Radharani's living room. It's Radharani's snangar. The place where she takes bath. The place where she sleeps. The place where she enjoys with Krishna. This is so easy to get into someone's house. The inner house. You can't even get in a rich man's yard, what to speak of his house. Big, big wall, right? Big gate, guards. Can't bust in. I want to play in the yard. Not so easy. So this is Radha. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda,
Govinda, Radhe. It's in a blue bag. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Beautiful sound. Nice, Radha. Very nice. Nice. Nice.
Loud. Jamuna, Jamuna Dekhi, Vrajadam, Paki, Tota, Mayur, Baka, Sarasa, Kadamba, Tamal, Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai, Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Now this is the first time Radharani ever ate grains, called Annaprashna ceremony. Utsav? What do you say? Annaprashna Utsav. Annaprashna Utsav, her first grains, because before that She was just taking her mother's breast milk. This is a very wonderful pastime that happened here in Ravel. Mother Kirtida and Yashoda were very best of friends, and they would regularly visit each other. That's why, as you probably know, from the very earliest time, Yashoda was always thinking, oh, I hope my Lala marries that Lali. I hope my Lali Lal, Lali Lal, Radha and Krishna. I hope my Lala, my Nandalal, I hope he will, when he grows up, he'll marry Radharani, because she's so sweet, and she's so charming, and she's so kind and lovable. But I don't know, whatever fate is there, whatever providence is written, because all these things are written in the stars, no one knows who's going to marry who. She was always thinking like that and praying like that, and sometimes she would even pretend, get so excited and carried away by that desire that she would even initiate a preliminary marriage by rubbing haldi and turmeric on Radharani's hands when she came to cook in the morning one day in Nandagram. And then she was going back to Varsana and her hands were yellow, which is a symbol of a marriage contract being signed between a daughter of one family and a son of another. So she stopped at Pili Pukur and she, of course, washed that off from her hands, that coloring. But unfortunately, it didn't come to pass because, as you know, at least it seems that way, that Radharani was married to this Ayan Ghosh, Abhimanyu. But long, long before that, when she was 1 year old or so, 2 years old, Mother Yashoda, whenever Radharani would regularly, Kirtida was coming to Yashoda's house, and obviously she was bringing Radharani with her. And whenever mother would come to Gokul, Kirtida would come to Gokul to see Yashoda, she would bring Radharani. And Radharani was very excited about that, because she would get to accompany her mother and get to see her most beloved Gopal. And there's one of Radharani's names, her 108 names is Gopali. Actually, has one Sakhi. One name of one Sakhi is mentioned in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika, Gopali. Gopali, Gopali. So there's Gopal and Gopali. So of course that's at Komara Lila. When Radharani was very young, then she was from the birth until about 2.5 years old, she was Kumari, Krishna Kumar, Gopal. And she was Gopali. And you see, there's even a beautiful painting like that. It's quite popular in the market these days. And it's Radharani crawling. She's wearing a blue sari and a pink choli. Little kitties. Like you see little kitties, they dress up in dhotis and kurtas and saris, and they look so like anything small. They look cute. But a little kid dressed up in a sari looks cute, but also a little pig looks cute too. So if you want to be objective about it, a little dog looks so that the girl in the sari is as cute as a pig, or as cute as a puppy dog, a baby dog, anything small is cute, right? So Radharani got to see Gopal. Gopali got to see Gopal. When she reached the age of 7 months, King Vrishabhanu arranged to celebrate Radharani's Anaprashna ceremony. This is the festival, it's actually an Utsav. It's one of the Dasavita Sanskaras. There's Vidyakarana Sanskara, and Jata Sanskara, Nam Sanskara, and Anaprashna Sanskara. It's one of the Sanskaras, purificatory rites for a human being in the Vedic culture, to bring them closer to God and free them from bodily attachment and the samsaric attachment. It's a Sanskara. So this ceremony was done when you eat the first grains. So this was here, right in Ravel, just a few kilometers from here. So he made a very elaborate arrangement, because he's a king, Vrishabhanu, to celebrate his daughter's Anaprashna. Purnamasi was invited, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, and Krishna, Baladev, Rohini, and all the leading citizens. They attended the function. During a sumptuous feast, Radharani took her first morsel of grains from Gopal's plate. Harivo. So she didn't wait for the pujari to transfer the remnants. She did not wait for the pujari to transfer the Mahaprasad and give her some of Krishna's remnants. She took it right from his plate. They were sitting there, and the children were sitting there with the little children's plates, little talis, and then the adults were, ladies, mothers were serving them. And Gopali was sitting there with all the girls in a row, and then opposite her were all the boys, and Krishna, Gopal was right opposite. So Radharani's looking, and everyone was wondering, okay, now she's going, the grains are in her plate, so her hand went like this, to take some grains, and she went. Because Krishna always eats as soon as the plate falls in front of him. He doesn't say any prayers. Shadira, Vijijal, Dutendriyata, Ekal. Afterwards, everyone became very busy after eating. They became busy chit-chatting, gossiping, talking, this, that, as people usually do. At this time, Radharani crawled off somewhere and she met Nandalal Krishna. Ocha. Then their innocent eyes relished each other's beauty like thirsty chakora birds drinking the rays of the full moon. The golden lotus of Bhanunandini's face manifested a wonderful beauty and sweetness when it contacted the sunlight of Krishna's loving glance. In this way, Radha and Krishna passed their babyhood in Gokul Ravel. Gopali Gopala Ki! This is very sweet. This is called baby love. Puppy love. What they call puppy love. Puppy love. The beginnings of love. It's love without desire. Now just think of that. Love without desire. Desire without lust. Lust without greed. Greed without anger. Then you're in the spiritual world. So this is something different. This is a pastime about Radharani. Why she's called Amritpani. What does Amritpani mean? Let's hear Bhagavad Gita shloka that has this word in it. The word is pani, P-A-N-I. Tell me a Bhagavad Gita shloka. Sarvato pani padam tat. Pada means pada, Krishna pad, everyone knows. Pad means feet, Guru pada, Shraya. Pani means hand. In Sanskrit, pani means hand. So everywhere are the Super Soul's hands and feet. Sarvato shishiromukam. Mukha means mukunda, mukha means everywhere is faces, and akshi means eyes, chakshu. Omangyana timarandasya gyananjana shivakshaya chakshur, you know, right? Chakshur unmilitam. Chakshu means eyes. Everywhere the eyes of the Super Soul, so there's no lonely place. The witness sakshi is everywhere. Sarva shakshi. So this verse is describing hands. So this is Amritpani. Amrit means nectar, sweet. So this is a story of Radharani's sweet hands. How do they become sweet? Why are they sweet? When are they sweet? Where are they sweet? Whenever Radharani played with her sakis inside Krishna Bhanu Maharaj's palace in Ravel, she would always keep a small deity of Krishna in the corner. People play with dolls. Children, girls often play with dolls, isn't it? And what doll did Krishna keep? She kept a Krishna, what doll did Radharani keep? Radharani kept a Krishna doll. Sometimes in one purport, Prabhupada uses this word, D-O-L-L. Doll means like mannequin, you know, doll. So Radharani, in one place in Prabhupada's books, in a purport, he says that in Vrindavan, Radharani was keeping Krishna like her doll. You can look up on folio, D-O-L-L. So Radharani had a little doll of Krishna. Nice. And she, whenever she played with a girlfriend, she always kept her doll. You all have, some of you have children. Wherever your kids go, they drag their doll on the floor. They Take him in the bathroom, in the shower, in the car, in the ice cream store, everywhere the doll goes, right? Because they like their doll. It's a common thing. They hold him by the tail, by the nose, by the ear, and drag him like... Of course, maybe the Krishna doll, they're more reverent, I don't know. But kids are kids, and there's no rules for them anyway, and Krishna's dragging around the living room. Come on, you know. But it's like praying Bob. But we think, hey, this can't be Saksha Krishna, Archamurti, this must be a doll. Kukla. So, but Radharani, she's playing with our girlfriend, so where's her mind? Her mind's with Krishna. Manmanabhavamadbhakto madhyajimam namaskaru mamayivashasi satyante patijane priyosime manmanabhava manmanakrishna bhava. Her bhav, her mind was always with Krishna. Okay, Lalita Vishaka, all Sakis, Mandri's playing, okay, nice. Rupa Mandri, all the gopis, Mandri, little choti choris and choti gopis, playing choti gopi. So they're playing, but then playing with mud and make mud balls and mud laddus and play house and cake and cooking and all these things they did. But Krishna's there. So we may do so many things. Krishna's telling Arjuna, do so many things, but I should always be there. Tasmat sarishu kaleshu, mam anusmara yujicha. Okay, you fight, you cook, you spank your kids, you cook the dinner, you argue with your husband or wife, usual. And then you go to work, you book distribution, okay, you do everything. But anusmaran, mam anusmaran means in succession, following, one after the other, after the other. Remember me. Never forget me. So do whatever you do, but always remember me. So Radharani teaching this verse from Bhagavad Gita is being taught by Radharani in his Amritpani Lila. Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mamanushmar Yujicha. Whatever she's doing, she's playing mud pies, they're doing some drama, they're just telling jokes, they're running around here and they're chasing that, whatever they do over there, dressed up, this, that. And then but Krishna's here. They go to this room, she lives in a palace, they go from this room to that room, she brings the doll, she goes outside, she brings the doll, she goes to the Yamuna, she brings the doll. Just like your children. This is Nara Leela. It's a very nice point. And the same thing, you think of Krishna, when he's with the coward boys, with his mother, there's how many kinds of murtis are there? There's seven types of murtis. One type of murti is Daro Brahman, wooden murti. There's a murti made of jewels, a murti made of brass, there's iron, and there's stone, and there's also mud and clay, and there's a painting murti. Then finally is Manasamurti. Manakaramarpaya nija para pankaja makarande Krishna deva bhavantam vande Krishna deva bhavantam vande Manamanasakaram. May the bee of my mind always be fixed on your feet and always be seeing you in the core of my mind. This is the mental murti, the form of Krishna in the mind. Ishta murti. Manasa murti, inside the mind. This is Manasi puja. With our mind we meditate. Shringar seva, Julan seva, all so many sevas we can do. Leela, Julan Leela smaran, Julan seva, Jalkeli smaran, Jalkeli seva, Radharani ka seva, Krishna ka seva. So Radharani had a murti, she had a doll of Krishna, and wherever she went, the doll would be there. So if people have murtis, sometimes they go somewhere, and their murtis around their neck in a small pouch. They're carrying a murti, the Rishchade. So Krishna, we don't read where he had some murti of Radharani. But where was his murti? Mind and heart. Radharani Chaitan. Always thinking of Radharani. Always remembering Radharani. No matter what he was doing. If you examine Krishna's day, there's only a couple hours, an hour and a half to an hour and a half a day when he's not with Radharani. Out of 24 hours a day, an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, he's not with Radharani directly. And even then he's thinking of her. He's with the coward boys, he's looking for Radharani. Where is Radharani? Looking for, remembering her. He's with another gopi, saying, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Once Krishna, I was telling you the other day, Krishna's with Chandravali Sakhi. She's Vipaksha, Vipaksha Sakhi, a rival. He's with Chandravali. Oh, Chandravali, this is your place. Gauri Kund, Gauri Tirth, this is your place. This is your Kunja, Kali Kunj. And he's looking at her and saying, Oh, Radhika, you're so sweet. Huh? What? Hey, King Kans. And she calls him King Kans. Chandravali calls Krishna Kansa. You know, Kans, we say Kansa, they say Kans. Hindi. So Krishna, he has his doll of Radharani in his mind. So they were playing. Krishna, she would decorate this deity with flowers. And she, all the gopis, especially Radharani, they often played a game of pretending to cook for Krishna's pleasure. Very interesting. As you know, children everywhere, girls generally, they do this cooking thing. They make mud pies and mud, well, I guess in India they make mud parathas and mud chapatis and mud pakoras and all these things and mud and sand if they live in the country like Radharani did. And otherwise they live in the city, they play with all these artificial stupid games and things. But they didn't know that when I grow up that maybe someday I'll cook for Krishna. She was only 2 years old, 1 year old, 2 years old, playing it. This is her Ravel Leela. This is first 3 years, 3.5 years of her life were in Ravel. Then she moved to Ral, it's near Radhakund. Ral and Chatikar. Krishna's in Chatikar, Radharani's in Ral. And after Ral, she went to Barsana. Barsane Wali Radhe, Shri Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Barsane Wali Radhe, Shri Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, 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 Sane wali radhe, shi radhe radhe radhe. Sane wali radhe, shi radhe radhe radhe. Radhe Radhe, Barsane Wali Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Barsane Wali Radhe. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sami Vali Radhe, Shri Radhe Radhe Radhe. Parsani Vali Radhe, Shri Radhe Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Radhe 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 Radhe.
So now Radharani would play a game pretending to cook for Krishna. So we're also playing a game pretending to serve Krishna. We're playing a game pretending to serve Krishna. Radharani here and Ravel played a game pretending to cook for Krishna when she was 2 years old. So someday, maybe our desire to serve Krishna directly, to cook for him, to make a garland for him, to dress him, to sew some clothes for him, to sing for him, to dance for him, to be for him, will no longer be a play, will no longer be playing, will be fulfilled, it'll be a reality. It won't be pretending, it will be reality. One day, the great Rishi, Durvasa Muni, came to Ravel to visit King Vrishabhanu. And he said, he was amazed at the beauty of, the marvelous beauty of Radharani, and he said, "Oh, hey, Beta, today you must feed me with sweet rice prepared from your own hands." Within a short time, Gopali, Radha, made a delicious sweet rice full of cream. Now that's good sweet rice. Raisins, cashews, elaichi, tej pata, camphor, etc. Durvasa Muni was overwhelmed by the unbelievably amazing taste of Gopali's here. And he felt more and more ecstatic with every bite. Sounds like a Sunday feast. More and more ecstatic with every single bite. Radhe Radhe. Then, Devasa Muni was convinced that only Mahalakshmi herself could have made this cure. Being very extremely pleased with Radharani's seva, Devasa Muni wanted to offer some ashirvad, some boon. Hey Beta, oh daughter, whatever you cook with your own hands, your pani, will taste just like nectar, amrit pani. And whoever eats your cooking will live a long, healthy life. And his beauty, power, and fame will increase day by day. When Mother Yashoda heard about Radharani's boon, she immediately asked Kirtida to permit Gopali to come daily to her home in Gokul to cook for Gopal, Ishwaranandan. As a result of Durvasa Muni's blessing, Ashirvad, Radharani got to perform, got to cook every day for Krishna. And by this arrangement, she got many opportunities to meet intimately with her beloved Shyamasundara. Gokulananda Sri Krishna Ki Jai. Amrit Pani Radha Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Let's hear a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Iskan Sanstakacharya Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Gurudeva ki. This is from Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, which is a small book, 66 page. Is that in Russian, the little book? Elevation to Krishna Consciousness? No, yes? No. Maybe different. So this is Prabhupada glorifying Radharani. Radharani is very dear to Krishna. And if we approach Krishna through the mercy of Radharani, we can easily attain Krishna. If Radharani recommends a devotee, Krishna immediately accepts that devotee, however foolish he may be. Now, do you all hear that part? No matter how foolish, how stupid, ridiculous, asinine, foolish, mork, poggle, dingbat, goofball, jerk, etc. We may be, he or she or we may be, if Radharani accepts that poggle. However, then he will be accepted immediately by Krishna. In other words, recommendation. No permission, no admission. No recommendation, no elevation, whatever. Consequently, in Vrindavan, we find... Have you found? Everyone's found? You found? We find. You found? We find devotees always calling out Jaya Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe. Radhe Radhe, Jaya Radhe. When my chokidar comes in the morning, he says Radhe Radhe. When he goes in the afternoon, he says Radhe Radhe. When he comes back in the evening, he says Radhe Radhe. When he goes in the night, he says Radhe Radhe. So what do you say in return? Radhe Radhe. So we should, then Prabhupada says, now listen, are you following? Are you listening? Prabhupada is telling us we should be more interested in worshipping Radharani. So is this the International Society for Krishna Consciousness? Or the International Society for Krishna's Consciousness of Radha? It's the International Society for Krishna's Consciousness of Radha. So, we should be, but we're not. That's the problem. We should be, but we're not. We should be more interested in worshiping who? Who? Radha! Radha! Hamaro dana radha, she radha, she radha, hamaro dana radha. Hamaro dana radha, she radha, she radha. Hamara dana radha, she radha, she radha. Prima dana radha, she radha, she radha. Prima dana radha, she radha, she radha. Radha, 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 radha. Radha, 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 radha. She Radha, she Radha, Radha, 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 she Radha, she Radha, Hamaro Dana Radha, she Radha, she Radha. She Radha, 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 she Radha, she Radha, Radha, she Radha, she Radha, Prima Dana Radha, she Radha, she Radha, Hamaro Dana Radha, she Radha, she Radha, Hamaro Dana Radha. My only thing is Radha, she Radha, she Radha. My only one is Radha, she Radha, she Radha. My desire is Radha,
Shri Radha, Shri Radha.
My only desire is Radha,
Shri Radha, Shri Radha.
My only aim is Radha,
Shri Radha, Shri Radha.
My only aim is Radha,
Shri Radha, Shri Radha.
My only goal is Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Mama Radha, Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Mama Radha, Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Amaro Dana, Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. So what did Prabhupada tell us? We should be more interested in worshipping Radha. For however fallen we may be, if somehow or other we can please Radharani, we can very easily understand Krishna. Very interesting. He didn't say, serve Krishna, attain Krishna. He said, you can understand. You please Radharani. How do you please someone? How do you please someone? By doing service. Yes? By doing something to make them happy. Pleasing them. So, Prabhupada is telling us, we should be more interested in worshipping Radharani, which means serving. No matter how fallen we may be, and that we know, that's for sure. This is the common denominator. You, I, we all are fallen, hopelessly fallen. Patita Pavanavatar Goranga Mahaprabhu ki. Nityananda Goranga, Nityananda Goranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Thank you. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jorsi! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Gauranga,
Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda Gauranga, Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama.
So we should be more interested in serving Radharani. As Prabhupada is indicating that to us. And in this way, if we somehow or other can please Radharani, we can very easily understand Krishna, who is achintya, very inconceivable. This is our hope, our fortune, to attain that. So now we want to speak about Gokul. Jivara Sarupaya Krishnara Nitya Das. Das, Das, Anadas. Me Jivatma Hung. What did Krishna and Balaram look like when they lived over here? That, we want to hear about that. How do they actually appear? And there's some nice description here we can read. That both Krishna and Balaram had long curly hair, and which fell over their foreheads. Their moonlight faces were lovely and handsome, and their bodies were decorated with yellow and white sandalwood paste. They were blowing whistles made of leaves of a palm leaves, a palm tree. They would take the leaves and make little whistles. And I don't know, they would blow, see Radharani, They had armlets and earrings were made of peacock feathers. So the armlets, what they wear on their arms, they're made of peacock feathers. They pick up some feathers, tie them together, and tie them around their arms. And their turbans were made of leaves. They had turbans made of leaves. How do you like that? That's interesting. They're pagri. Pagri with pata. Pata pagri. Pata pagri. Pata pagri. Their turbans were made of leaves. And their heads were adorned with lotus flowers. They would pass their times tending the calves, sporting and playing games with their friends. Sometimes they would enjoy a nap on a bed of twigs and leaves. There's no water beds and no anantashesh and all these things. When they wanted to take rest, they would just gather some leaves. You see all these dry leaves here and there. They'd gather a bunch of leaves and they'd make a box spring out of twigs. The box spring, the bottom of the bed, like some springs. They put that on the bottom and then they'd pile a bunch of leaves on top and they would lie on it. Oh, lie, nice. Posturpedic mattress. It just takes the shape of my body, you know. So this is how, they're very sweet. And they would wander within the forest of Mahavan like two baby horses or two ponies. Describe one place. They were wandering in the forest like two baby ponies. That's very sweet to see. This is their appearance during these different leelas that we'll hear about. And at this time, of course, when Krishna is about 6 years old, then there's Putana. He killed Putana after he was 6 days old in Gokul. And then the Nectar Devotion has some sweet little passages about these pastimes here in Gokul. Now we can see those. 158. It's one here. It's page 158. When people would look at Krishna's hands, it's very common in the village for some older person to read palms, if he knows palmistry. He'll look and say, oh, look at my son's hand. Do you know palmistry? Can you read the lines in his hand and tell his future and all these things? So the fate lines on the palm are considered to be auspicious bodily symptoms. One old gopi came one day to Gokul and visited Nanda Maharaj. And she said, I know palmistry and I know astrology. I can read your son's hands. So then he said, well, do it. So then she did and she says, your son possesses various wonderful lines on his palms. On the palms of his hands I can see lotus flowers, a chakra, a disc, and the soles of his feet. There's a flag and a thunderbolt, a fish, and a rod for controlling elephants. And there's a lotus flower there. Nanda, look, just see all the auspicious signs on the feet of your son. So this is a nice little exchange, and this happened in Gokul, and Krishna was just a child. Then on 180, there's something nice also. There's actually lots of little beautiful things here. Now this is very interesting about Nam Sankirtan, because Krishna has 64 qualities, and one of his qualities is all famous. A person who becomes well known due to his spotless character, he's called famous. Yad yad acharati shrestas tatat avitrojana. So yat pramanam kurute lokas tadanavartate. Whatever a great man does, the common man follows. Whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. This is in Bhagavad Gita. The acharya shrestha, the good man, the exemplary man, the good character man of spotless character. He is always pleasing Krishna with his behavior, with his thinking, with his desiring, with his acting, with his moving, with his dealings. So he's admirable and worshipable and to be emulated and followed and served. So he becomes, such a person becomes famous. So Krishna has spotless character. And That's one of his qualities. So because of that, he became all famous. So once Narada Muni came to Gokul to visit Krishna, and he was chanting the glories of Krishna. Krishnaya Vasudeva Devakinandanaya cha. Krishnaya Vasudeva Devakinandanaya cha. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devakinandanaya cha. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devakinandanaya cha. Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha
Govindaya Namo Namaha
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devakinandanaya cha Devakinandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Gopa Kumaraya Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devakinandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govinda Govinda Gopala Gopala Govinda Govinda Gopala Gopala Govinda Govinda Gopala Gopala So he was chanting the glories of Krishna in this place of Gokul. And many devotees and Brijvasis, they heard that. And when Lord Shiva, he was also visiting and he heard the glories of Krishna, the Nilakant, he became Swetakant. Nilakant, who has a blue line on his neck, his blue neck turned white, like Shvetadweep, became Swetakant. His blue neck became white neck. And when Gauri, his wife, she saw him, she suspected that somebody else had disguised herself as Lord Shiva, her husband. And she immediately ran away in fear and left his company. She said, no, it's me, it's me. I've just become transformed by hearing Krishna's glories. All my blue neck became white neck. No, no, you're an imposter. You're an imposter. Must be Indra. Indra has taken your form to enjoy me. I'm running for here. Help! And what happened here in Gokul? When Narada Muni heard, when Balaram heard Narada Muni chanting, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devakinandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare, he saw that his Nilambara Dhoti, his blue dhoti, had turned white. Shukla Vastra became white. And the Braja Kumaris, they saw that the Yamuna River, Kalindi Maharani, the darkest sham, beautiful bluish black waters of the Yamuna, they had suddenly turned white. And in that amazement, they thought it was a river of milk. So they took their butter churns down to the riverside, and they started to churn the Yamuna into butter. In other words, as Prabhupada says in his purport, by spreading Krishna consciousness, the glories of Krishna, everything becomes white and pure. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam Baba Mahadavagninir Vapinam Sri Yakai Ravichandra Kavicharanam Vidya Vadu Jivanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Punamitaswaranam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sat Kirtanam Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtana Ki Jai. So this is the point. Our black hearts can become white. Our black minds can become white. Then everything will be all right. So this is the fame of Krishna. Kirti. Kirtiman. Kirti Raj. Kirti. So this happened in Gokul. It's very nice. Gokul Leela. That is another one here we can see. This is about Putana. Putana. The Rakshasi. Rakshas. When Putana, the demoniac witch, was struck down and killed by Krishna, Mother Yashoda was struck with wonder. And she began to cry emotionally. Oh, what is this? What is this? When Yashoda saw that her dear Lala Krishna was playing on the chest of that dead demoniac woman, Mother Yashoda was at a loss of what to do, and she was walking this way and that and this way and that. This is an instance of being extremely emotional due to seeing something ghastly. So this is Gona Rasa. Ghastliness, vibhatsa. I think it's vibhatsa ras, which is one of the gona rasas. So the gona rasas are there in context of the major rasas. So she's, no, these are just, these are different, what do you call it? Sanchari bhavas. And this one is just intense emotion, apprehension, doubt. These are different waves that come in the ocean of her motherly love. So she saw this ghastly fiend, this ghastly fiendish witch, ugly form, 12 miles long, large mouth, teeth, nails, horrible, shriveled up, prune-like, raisin-dry body. And her Lala just playing on her breast like when he left the house, it's the same way when she found him. He's just laughing. When kids take mother's milk, sometimes they make little sounds, gurgling. They make these little gurgling sounds. Yes? This is another Sanchari Bhav. This is when Krishna just began to walk, and people begin to walk when they're about 2 years old or two and a half. Is that right? When Krishna was 1 year old, or 1 year old, let's say, and he was in Gokul, he was just learning to walk. He was going in and out of the house very frequently. Yashoda became surprised and said, "This child is too restless and cannot be controlled at all. He is incessantly going in and out of the house. He's wandering about the neighborhood, and then he's coming back inside the house. I see that my child is completely fearless." He's only 1 year old. "In spite of his fearlessness, I am becoming more and more afraid of his falling into some danger as he's wandering here and there. I can't control him. He's just everywhere." This is an instance of the mixture of two opposing elements. Krishna was very fearless, but at the same time, Yashoda was full of fear of some danger. She had apprehension. Here the danger is the cause, and Yashoda's feelings are in conjunction of the two opposing elements, symptoms. In other words, Yashoda was feeling both happiness and doubt, or growing fear. She was happy to see her child was finally walking around and getting on his own two feet, but she was also at the same time fearful. So this is a mixture of some bhavas. So these are some little extra things for nectar devotion, to increase our devotion. This is Krishna's Navkarna Lila. We heard something about Radharani's, meaning of Radharani's name, and this is Namkarna Lila, which is... Before Krishna was 1 year old, Garga Muni came to Gokul and did the Namkarna Sanskara in the Goshal of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. Krishna's elder brother was called Rama because yogis find happiness, Ramante Yogano Sakshat, in Krishna, or Balaram. He is called the greatest enjoyer, Ramati. So Ra means Raman, or pleasure giver, satisfier, enjoyer, and it means Ramati, greatest enjoyer. He's a transcendental quality of delight, Ramayati. And the devotees know him as Sankarshan because Balaram was pulled from the womb. That's interesting. Because he's called Shesha because he alone remains Avashesh when the universe is annihilated. Shesh, by the way, means end. Sheshhogya. Sheshhogya. Katamhogya. Sheshhogya means that's it. Over. Over. Everything's finished. Shesh. Ananta Shesh. Ananta Shesh means no end. Ananta means unlimited going on, so there's no end. So he's called Shesha because whenever everything in the universe comes to an end, it's Shesh Hogya, it's Pralaya, the whole universe is finished, and Balaram continues to exist. That's all his Leela. And because Balaram is extremely strong, he's called Bala. Krishna is called, oh, now what is Krishna, what does the word Krishna mean? K-R-S-N-A-H. Kri-ra-sha-sha-na-ha-ha. Ka, Kri, Ka. Ka means Kamala, Kanta. Kamala means Radha Rani Lakshmi. Kamala, lotus flower, Lakshmi. Kamala, Kanta. Kanta means lover. K, when we say Krishna, the K stands for Kamala Kant. Kamala Kant, as they say in Hindi. Kamala, they say. I guess it's Kamala. Kamala Kant. The lover of Lakshmi, the lover of the supreme original Lakshmi, it means Krishna, the lover of Radharani. So this is what the K means. The lover of the lotus-eyed goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani. Because Radharani's eyes are like lotus flowers. And Ri, the R sound means Ram, means Rama, means the supreme enjoyer. And S, Sha, S-H means Sadgunapati. Sadgun. Shad, actually means Shad. Shadgunapati means the Lord of the Master, the Father of six opulence. Opulences. Krishna is all wealthy, he's all beautiful, all strong, all famous, all renounced, like this. Then that's Shad. Then there's N. N means, when we say Krishna, N means Lord Nisringadev. It's already included there, N. When we say Krishna, Na, Na, that N means Narasringa, Nisringa. And A means Akshar. Like they say Akshar Dham. The Swami Narayan people, they say Akshar Dham. Akshar Dham means the abode of nothingness, or the abode of immortality, or, because they're all Mayavadis. These Swami Narayan people, very popular, make very fancy temples. Akshar Dham. So Akshar means that. Means immortal, eternal. Agni, so he, means Akshar or Agni Bhuk. The one who enjoys offerings of yagyas. Bhuk means boga. Agni means swaha, Agni, right? Fire, yagya, and the enjoyer. Then H means Naranarayan Rishi. He's also called Vasudev. Vasu means senses and Dev means heart. Because Krishna acts in the hearts and senses of the living entities known as Vasudev. Vasu means senses, Dev means heart. Because Krishna acts in the hearts and senses of the living entities, he's known as Vasudev. Krishnaya Vasudeva, Om Namo Bhagavate. So Vasu means what? Senses. And Dev means what? Heart. Why is Krishna called Vasudev? Because Krishna acts. He acts. He has actions. He works. He acts in the hearts and senses of the living entities. He's known as Vasudev. So now let's hear about naughty monkey. The naughty monkey. Narada Muni came to Gokul one day, and he was sitting in the courtyard in Nandamaraj's palace here at Gokul. Krishna was rolling in the dirt. He was rolling in the dirt crying. Can anyone give a demonstration? So he's rolling in the dirt and crying, Mata, 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 please pick me up and put me on your lap. Mother Yashoda says, I will not sit you on my lap because you're such a dirty and naughty boy. You go to the neighboring gopis and steal their butter and yogurt. You're like a monkey. Bandur. So I will not pick you up. From a hidden place, Narada Muni was watching this sweet Madhurya Mai exchange in Gokul. Narada Muni became wonderstruck. What is this? Mother Yashoda is so fortunate. All the Shastras proclaim that Krishna is the cause of all causes, the very embodiment of eternity. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigra Anadi Radhya Govinda Sarva Karna Karna. Yet Mother Yashoda, she treats him like her own son. Krishna wants to sit on her lap, and Mother Yashoda is saying, don't come. Go away, you monkey. I don't like naughty boys. Seeing this, Narada Muni became overwhelmed in bliss. That's the story of the naughty monkey. Once when Krishna was sleeping in Gokul, late at night, about 1 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock at night, deep in the forest. You could only hear this horrible demoniac howling sound. That's the sound of jackals. If you don't know what a jackal sounds like. It sounds like 100 crying babies and a soprano. I mean, it's really high. You can hear it in Mayapur if you sleep and get up early in the morning, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock sometimes. You can hear them in the fields. They come out at that time. They're like kind of a dog. It's kind of a funny dog type thing. Jackal. Looks like a dog. And they have very high-pitched sound, and they go in packs about 20 or 30, and they find any dogs, they eat them up. Dogs hide under the benches inside the Mayapur complex. But one dog can eat up one jackal, but usually they go in packs. So what happened one night here in Gokul, there are a bunch of jackals crying in the forest right outside the boundary wall in the forest. Mother Yashoda became very, very frightened by the sound of those jackals. And she was very careful about keeping a close watch over her son. She was afraid that those jackals might attack her son. Because jackals can easily eat a baby. A baby is like a pakora. If 20 jackals jump on a baby, they'll eat them up like, you know, Brahmachari eats a bowl of pakoras. Like lickety-split. Really fast. This is an instance of ecstatic love for Krishna in fear caused by a tumultuous sound. So that happened right here, where you are, in Gokul, the jackal Leela. This is some indirect expressions of ecstatic love. And these are called sanctuary bhavs. Vismay, utsaha, shoka. This means amazement, chivalry, astonishment, lamentation, laughter, etc. Anger, ghastliness, dread. Well, actually, these are the gonarasas, the seven gonarasas. Once after Krishna stole some yogurt, Makan Chor, Sri Krishna ki, from some of the houses in Gokul, from a couple of gopis, Krishna told one of his gopi friends, "Hey, Sakhi, I swear on the Bhagavad Gita." No, wait a minute. There wasn't any Bhagavad Gita. "I swear on the Bhagavad Puran. I swear that I have not stolen even a drop of yogurt from your pot. But still, your friend Radharani is shamelessly smelling my mouth. Kindly forbid her from this devious policy of putting her face near mine." Now, this is a song that Krishna is singing when he's 2 years old. Now, what song is he singing when he's 15? Now he's 2 years old and he's saying, "Listen, Radharani is smelling my mouth to see if she can find some telltale signs of yogurt or butter there." So she's like, you know, dogs in the airport, they sniff around for marijuana and stuff, you know. So she's going, so they said, we believe you that you didn't steal a drop of yogurt, but we want to do some investigation. Our inspector, Chief Inspector Radharani, wants to do some investigation. Just let us smell your lips, see if they smell like sweet, fragrant, freshly churned butter or not. So he says, "Hey, you Sakhi, what is the shameless act? You tell her, your gopi, this Radharani, tell her to refrain, stop this devious policy of putting her face near mine." That's when Krishna is 2 years old. Just like when you were 4 years old, someone said, "Oh, little brother, why don't you play with your little sister?" "Oh, I don't want to play with girls. I don't want girls. They're stupid." Now you meet your son when he's 16. "Do you want to play with girls?" "Yeah." "Where are they?" So now Krishna is 2 years old and he's saying, "Oh, now what is it? Tell this, get your face away from mine." Now when he's 15, he's falling at the feet of Rupa Manjari, crying. Falling at the feet of Rati Manjari, crying. Bathing the feet of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari with his tears of petition and submission. And saying, "Please, I beg you, please bring Radharani's face next to mine. Please place make an arrangement so Radharani's lips meet my lips. Because I'm dying without her kisses. I'm dying without her embraces. I'm dying without her service and love. Please somehow bring us together, Abhisar." So the same Krishna is going to be singing a different tune when he gets to Vrindavan. Leela ki jai. Gokulpati ki jai. Gokulananda Sri Krishna ki jai. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. Radharani ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. This is Gokul Leela. Once one of Krishna's friends informed him, "This is a very nice Leela. It happened right here in the banks of Jamuna. They were playing. It was springtime. The flowers were blossoming here and there." And then one of Krishna's friends, maybe Sridham or Subal, one of these joker types, he said, "Listen, Lala. Hey, Nandalal. If you open your mouth, I will give you a nice sugar candy mixed with yogurt." That's actually a name for that. It's called modaka. It's called modaka. A modaka sweet. They mix, they take misri, sugar candy, misri, and they mix it with some makkhan, pure, fresh butter. Lots of makkhan and very dry, there's different types of makkhan. There's wet makkhan, dry makkhan, the kind of dry type. And they mix and make a nice laddu, fresh, sweet butter, and freshly made misri. Make a nice laddu. And then they said, Krishna, open your mouth, close your eyes, open your mouth, and we'll drop a beautiful, buttery, sweet, delicious, satisfying, fragrant modaka, laddu in your mouth. And so Krishna closed his mouth, and what did they do? Instead of giving him a sugar modaka, the friend dropped a flower in his mouth. Hey, come on! After tasting the flower, Krishna turned his mouth in a disfigured way. And upon seeing this, all his friends standing there began to laugh very loud. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Jose Bolo. Sablo Bolie. Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Jai Shri Natri. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
That deep, huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bole, jor se bolo. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Maha Mantra Bali. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Bole Jor se bolo
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo. Ramo Ramo Hare 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 Ramo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Bol.
Ki jai, Vrindavan Bihari Lal ki jai.